Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to the latest episode of Unveiled. This, of course, is a Go Loud original podcast. And we say this every time that we have a special guest, but they are always special.
They are.
So find me a new word. But today we're back with another special guest. Today we are joined by the lovely Aoife Devlin. Nobody can introduce themselves better than themselves, I feel. So, Miss Aoife Devlin.
Hello.
Who are you? Where'd you come from? What are you about?
So I'm Aoife. I'm 35. A little bit of a sore point. You won't talk about it. Turning 35 was like just, I don't know, maybe it's because that's kind of like in the middle. It's like, you know that you're not in your early 30s anymore, but like you're like that big 4-0 is closer. And I'm like, I'm 35. So I'm 35. I'm a mum of two. I have a little girl called Lily and I have a little boy called Hugo. I am an influencer. I use that word very lightly because
same, babe, same.
I just, you know what, I feel like when I was coming in, I was thinking about this and I was like, God, I feel like, I do feel like it's actually like a dirty word. Like, isn't that just like me? I feel like people think that. Mm-hmm. They have this perception. So like for ages, I would never even say like influencer. And anytime anybody asked me, I was like, blogger. Yeah. But I'm that's what I am now. I don't really blog anymore, so I would consider myself an influencer. I'm an air hostess, and yeah, that's me.
Real.
You're an air hostess for my favourite airline.
Yes.
Aer Lingus.
Yes.
Aer Lingus. Although the flights are very expensive at the moment, aren't they?
Listen, I'm telling you.
Discounts for the listeners.
You're more than welcome, Neve. Come on in and join. I absolutely love my job, and anyone that knows me within my job or online, they'll know that like my passion is working and doing the job that I do. I absolutely love my job. So it is something that I'm very passionate about. And obviously my kids love flying now too.
So nice.
I take them as much as I can. And last year I obviously took them on my own for the first time away, which is a massive deal for me. But yeah, absolutely love my job. Yeah. Love it.
You kind of don't really hear of influencers kind of straddling a full-time career and kind of an online presence. Because like you've got a big following, like it's over 100K. Like it's not like you're a micro influencer or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe chat to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so many times over the years, like Brendan from Be Perfect, I remember having a conversation with him like a few years ago when I was starting to work with them. And he was like, why are you still holding a full-time job? And why are you doing this online? And I honestly said to him, and I remember the conversation as clear as day, it was on WhatsApp, we were calling each other. And I remember saying to him, I just love my job. I love my job too much. And I actually do. And, you know, look, it is a juggle. It is really like, it is a juggling act. Like, you know, take for instance, even today, planning this, like everything has to be planned to an inch of my life. And I know everyone else is too, but obviously I'm juggling the full time, I'm juggling online and then juggling everything and the kids, you know, so it is. Yeah. And like they're young, so they're 3 and 5. So like they actually, it is. And obviously I'm a single mom too. So it's all a juggling act, but we get there.
Yeah.
But yes, I just love it. So that's why I just keep it down. And yeah, I could go part-time. I have thought about it over the years of going part-time. I was at one stage and then I decided not to, but I absolutely just love it.
You love it.
I love the travel. I love.
Come here, I know you from Brown Thomas. I'll never forget the time. I think I was working in lingerie at the time, wasn't it? And you brought me down to do like some sort of lingerie workshop in BTT.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hit it off from then. But talking to you, I feel like we kind of started out on social media at the same time. Like what got you into social media at the start?
It was back, like initially it was like back in 2011, 2012. I was like just blogging. Like, so I loved writing. So I wanted, now, I mean, I wouldn't be in the best. Remember? Yeah. What? Yeah. So it was 2011. But then I was writing for years, had a blog online.
Yes.
And it was just.
What was it called again?
Secret Obsession.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So that was the start. And do you know what? That's all I ever wanted it to be. I never wanted it to be a platform or a following. Like, because I could see as people got bigger and, you know, you were actually like, you know, you were somebody then and people were like kind of, you know, would hang on to every word you said. And that scared me. Like that really scared me. So then I think it was Facebook, then Instagram in kind of like 2015, 16, 17. But I didn't really do it on that. I just still blogged.
Yeah.
And then it was in 2018 when I was, this was 2017 when I was pregnant on Lily, that I, you know, I started to kind of gain a bit of a following. I feel like loads of people, like, well, I just know, even especially from Rosie, obviously your friend.
Yeah.
Like Rosie's would have started her her journey when she's pregnant on Harry. And like with me, it was the same. It was like when I was pregnant on Lily, and people just kind of have this, I don't know, maybe they're drawn to you or they're, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of was. But it was probably then. So it was 17, 18.
And at any time or at any point, would you have ever wanted to quit and just go full time influencing? At all?
No. And isn't this, and like, it's so fun. Like, do you know what? I do miss, right? So I remember I went through a little phase there of like, I really was avoiding every event known to mankind. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of anything else other than I was like, I really want to prioritize my, I know this sounds real, but I wanted to prioritize my real friends, my family.
Oh, yeah. So relatable. And I totally get you on that.
Yeah.
And you're like, spending time where you don't know.
You know, I don't live in the city. Like, do you know what I mean? And I know that sounds like, oh my God, I live out. But I, like, you know,
suburbs.
Yeah, you know, and it is a trek in, and then you're there for the hour and a half, and then you're trekking home, and like, I'd miss bedtime or whatever it is. And like, I get invited to every single event that everyone does, because I think people are like, oh, she's not invited anymore. Well, I'm telling you now, I am. I just choose not to go. And like, if I go, like, I missed like a person that I adore and love. I missed like two of her events in the last like 3 months, and I couldn't go for work reasons. Mm. But like, if I really want to go to an event, I'll do it, make it my business. You know, that way.
Yeah.
And like, even when you asked me to do this, I was so delighted, because I was like, do you know what? I was like, I love both those girls. Aww, I was like, absolutely.
Love you.
So I was honoured to be asked.
We're honoured to have you
like,
here.
I was, like, you know what I mean? Like, you both come, like, I know you obviously from years, and then Niamh and the journey that you've been on, and it's just kills.
Aoife was one of our managers in BT2, but I tell you what, there was no dossing when Aoife was on the floor. She didn't give any of us a minute. Like, she was really nice, but she was on her shit. We were like, oh, fuck, okay, Aoife's on.
Well, that's because the boss is above me.
That's not true.
There was other managers, they were like, chilly willy, you were like, come on.
I'll never forget the day you were like, Niamh, what kind of shoes are they? And I looked down. I was like,
oh my God, I can't believe
I actually don't know what shoes. Because you would have been so used to wearing like the little kit in their heels.
Oh my God.
Those days are gone in Brian Thomas.
They are,
But they were a huge thing. Even I was speaking to someone at an event, and they were like, do they still make you wear the heels? And I'm like, no, they don't make us wear the heels anymore.
That's so lovely to know, though.
I know. Yeah. But I just remember that was one of my times, and I was like, oh, she, it means business around here. Like,
I was there for a long time. Yeah. Like, and I actually.
He said it in a polite way.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
No, I remember one time you cleaned a side stock room because he was trying to get me over to own by, and you cleaned it and said, I did it.
Oh, like, stop. Did I?
And I was like,
did I? Oh my God, stop.
Love.
I don't even remember. Fair play to you. I've got
fair play
some
to
memory.
You. Yeah.
But no, I loved that job. Do you know that? I did. It was very stressful, don't get me wrong. And, you know, and I did. I love being surrounded by fashion. And I think that is one of the things that I miss the most. Like, you know, and I suppose that comes with being a mum, and everything, your body changes, and everything in your style changes, and, you know, what you would have worn beforehand. Like, I look at some of your outfits, like some of Niamh's outfits, I'm like, oh, I would only dream of pulling something like that off. But I know, and it's not that I can't, it's just that it is, when you become a mom, it's different. In my eyes, I'm like, I'm only 35, do you know? I know, even though it's a sore point, but you know, I'm still like, you know, I think I remember reading something, or somebody sent me something being like, oh God, her hair is still so long, like, you know, for a mum. I'm like, sorry, since when is there an age limit
where
for
are you
having adult? Your hair
no, like, it's like, this kind of is something that we wanted to ask, like, around being so accessible to other people's opinions online, and like, I kind of know the answers, but I'd love you to talk to us a bit about it. Like, was there a time or a point where you kind of realised everybody who's following you isn't following you out of like love? There's like a bit of a trolling element there.
Yeah, so it was 2020. Obviously it was, you know, it was COVID. So everybody, I do feel like everybody, their mental health, like, you know, suffered in somewhat way, or anybody that said they didn't suffer in 2020 is, you know, is lying, because they did, because it was a really tough year for everybody. But on top of that, I was pregnant. I was heavily pregnant, and I was trolled online initially. Now, look, I do look back in hindsight now, and I do think, you know, I was extremely upset. I was very hurt by the trolling that was taking place online. It was initially said to me by a girl that followed me. I don't think she meant it in a bad way, but she kind of sent it on to me as if, like, here's is. And she sent me a message about it, and I looked into it. But I did. I got, at that time, I got so engrossed into reading about myself. I wanted to know what they're going to say next. Yeah. Tell me the next line. Tell
you
me
get
next.
Obsessed, don't you?
You do, Niamh. I really did get, I really was. I really wanted to know what they were going to say next, or what was going to come out. out. And that summer then I went offline. I couldn't hack it. I had to go off and have my baby. I was still pregnant at the time, you know, so it was even worse. But I was really upset on the phone. I deleted the Instagram for a few months and then I came back, and it was actually, it was 100% Mark Fennell that was the reason. Like, okay, I would never have went back online if it wasn't for him. You know,
for Mark Fennell, for people who don't know,
he is a life coach. He's doing it 20 years. He's unbelievable. He coaches, like, you know, he can coach you in loads of different aspects of your life. It's not just, he can coach you in business. He can coach you in, you know, loads of different things. But for me, it was basically about building my confidence back in able to, like, I was able to pick up the phone and talk, you know, yourselves. You can talk into the phone and absolutely talk crap and whatever it is. But I couldn't even, I was terrified to even pick up my phone.
What was the moment, or what was the kind of straw that broke the camel's back that made you be like, because I follow you, obviously, I know you, and I remember those stories when you came on and you were so upset, and it was horrific.
Just
you know?
And you were so heavily pregnant.
I was literally about, any day I was going to, like, have Hugo.
What led it got to that point, you know, that you were just like, okay.
There was one, and I always will say it, and it's mad because that person's out there, and I always think to myself, God, if you only knew the destruction that you actually caused to me in my life.
You know the person?
No, I don't. I wish I knew the person, but I know, like, it was this one comment.
Yeah.
She shared loads of really personal details in it, and she revealed that my baby's name was going to be Hugo. Yeah, like, nobody knew but my family. So that was really close to home.
Wow.
She said stuff about my granddad, who's died since 1999, said he would be, like, rolling in his grave. Like, said stuff about my mum, my dad, just loads of really personal things that I just thought, God, that is so close to home. And I saw red, and I was just so hurt. And then I kind of knew that it was somebody within my circle. Like, this is so, I just shut off from everyone.
Has that affected your trust issues even now till today?
Girl, if I only told you, like, I only recently was sent something that was I needed to see it. Like, you know, sometimes you know yourselves, you say to yourself, oh, ignorance is bliss. What, I don't need to see it. You know, I don't need to read it. But sometimes you do need to see some things. So I read something recently, and it was somewhat, I will say, the truth. So I thought to myself, God, there is literally less than 10 people that know that truth.
There's a rat in the camp.
Do you know what? Oh my God, look at you. That is exactly what I called them.
Yeah.
So I had set up a close friends and...
God, Rebecca Vardy!
It's a wedding moment.
I'm not.
Was it Rebecca Vardy?
No.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Her again.
No, but yeah. No. So, yeah, and I can't talk. I know. Sorry, I'm leaving as a cliffhanger.
No, it's not. But I can relate to that as well. Because in like 2019 or 2020, they had stuff about, like, I have a family member that really suffers bad with their mental health, and they had the detail of,
oh God.
Yeah. And I was like, who is this? Because not a lot of people would know the detail. And I was like, someone in camp
know.
Is...
And isn't that so...
And ongoing as well, like being like, just saying stuff. And then I suppose the best thing to do was not give it light.
Yeah, but you can't have somebody within the walls, like...
No, I mean online.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Feeding it to be, you know, you know,
well, this person, I believe, was, whether it's the person or not, but I... you know, was trying to figure out.
So did you do a fake kind of?
Yeah. No, well, I said something and I just put 10 people in it and then I narrowed it down. But in my head, you know, I kind of already kind of had a few people that I kind of already knew. I know that sounds really bad, but like you do kind of.
You have a good feeling.
I literally, since I have forevermore, like I have always had a really like a gut instinct.
Yeah.
And like when I run with something and then my friends are like, how did you even know that? And I'm like, I just, just gut instinct,
just
you know?
It.
So, I totally get that, because it might not be the person, but it's the person that's feeding the information to somebody else.
But that's a betrayal in itself.
It is.
Did you call the person out?
No, not yet. Yeah, so it's all in motion at the moment.
Yeah.
It's all only happening, guys.
Well, you keep us updated, sweetheart.
Of course I will. I've got your number on WhatsApp again.
No, that's horrendous. I love that you're...
No, but do you know what? I just feel like it's really personal details, and I just don't think that, you know, for myself, for my kids, for my life, for everything, it just, like, you know, I've taken the kids offline now. They're offline since January.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm just doing what, everybody else is in terms of, like, you know, not showing their faces. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a couple of things that happened at the end of last year, and I kind kind of just felt like, whoa. So I was like, do you know what? Now's the time. Mm. So from like it was January, February, I can't remember. Don't hold me to dates. But, you know, it was then. So I just said, no, enough's enough. So Lily was getting older. She's 6 in this summer. And I feel like, you know, and she's a beautiful little girl. And I just thought, like, you know, I just don't want her to be, you know, out there. And like, you know, now she does kind of get it. And sometimes she just says, why are you covering my face, mommy? Yeah. You know, with the little love heart or the thing now. She's laughing at me. And then, so then I have close friends. So I'd like just put them in that as well. So.
Yeah. But I understand, especially how you've been kind of hurt and betrayed online. Yeah. I could totally see how you'd want to protect yourself.
Protect me, protect my kids. And like, that's legit. Like, that's the reason. Like, and you know, for so long there, I wouldn't speak into the camera for a good, like, so from that happened in 2020, then 2021 came, like a lot of 2021, I wouldn't really speak into the camera. I was so afraid. Mm. And it was only kind of then a couple of years, like, that I was like, and now I don't care. Now I'll pick it up. But I pick it up when it suits me. Mm. Not, you know, like, I don't do it every day.
Can I ask a question on the time that you took the 6 months off? So obviously that was like such a breaking point for you.
Two months.
Yeah. The time that you took the 2 months off, did you feel like the noise kind of quietened down or when it got worse, did it?
Well, it didn't even get worse, Niamh. Do you know what? It just continued.
It just continued.
It didn't matter. So that made me realise that, like, God,
they're
even if I just go, they're going to keep going anyway.
Yeah, vultures.
Yeah, there's no other word. Like, they just couldn't keep going. And I kind of felt, like, really nervous to even ever talk about it again because I did feel, and, like, I do apologise to a lot of the influencers because I do feel like me speaking out made a lot of it happened for everybody else then. You know, it wasn't really as big in 2020. And like, you know, there was only a few of us that had threads and now it's escalated beyond belief.
I just feel like you're dead right. Like, I remember Darren Garrahy, she actually recently spoke about like how they were like commenting on her weight and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like COVID was like the start of all the aggressive trolling. Yeah. And I feel like we did get all trolled.
Yeah.
I don't even think, you know, you made it bigger for everyone. I just think you shed light.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. It was probably happening to all of us.
100% was happening.
Yeah.
So I remember checking it. I haven't checked it in about a year now.
Yeah.
But it was in that mode of self-sabotage. And I can relate to it and the whole confidence thing about trying to speak to the camera. Only in the last 2 weeks have I actually felt, okay, maybe I can just switch on the camera. Usually before I'd be like pacing, putting down the phone. Because it is such a thing to like put it out there. Yeah. You know you're putting it out to all these people. And then in the back of your mind, after going through a really hard time like you have done, that little person in the back of your head is like, remember all those people that hate you and speak badly of you. Like, it is really tough.
It is.
You know?
But, you know the way you said about just the little tip that I've taken on now, and I do it, and I only do it because I want to listen back to myself, and hopefully someday again I will do it like live, but I record it and then I watch it back and then I upload it because then I know that what I've said is you know, I haven't offended anyone or I haven't, and I know that
like
sounds really bad,
but it's not, it's whatever makes you feel better.
It is, and I don't care
that's
about anyone.
It's nearly like your coping strategy.
It is.
It's just all, everything that makes you feel better matters. You know
it does. Like, and even Niamh, you're so right about the confidence thing with the phone and you know, whatever, and like some days I'll be like, I remember, like, I was only talking to one of the girls, Sarah, she's an influencer as well, and I was chatting with her back and forth, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go on and do a story now. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, I'm like just preparing myself. And she was like, why? And I was like, oh, like I just, and she couldn't believe that I was like making this a big thing, you know? And I was like, no, this is how I cope with being able to speak to the camera anymore. So yeah, and look, it works for me and that's all that matters. And I'm able to go on and, you know, that's it. So yeah.
You know that you're saying about trolling and stuff, is there anything, any of you, I don't know if you know this as well, but like, is there anything that can be done legally if people are saying?
Well, I did find one person. Well, no, I found a few, good few, but I found one and, look, it's just, if you want to find them, you can't, like some of them.
Like find out who they really are.
Yeah, so like there was this one woman and this was years, I haven't entertained this in such a long time.
Good.
I really haven't. And this is why I'm in the headspace that I'm in, because I don't even care. This was like good 3 years ago now. Mm. It was like 2021. And I found out this particular woman, and she worked for a huge accountancy firm in town that's like proper professional, had only gotten married, you know, literally 2 months. And she
does she been, get like, do people get off on this kind of shit? Like, but, I wonder, like, that I'm just so shocked. I'd imagine some person not in a job.
No, like, you know, who's nothing else better to do.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, this girl was accountancy, like, worked in an accountancy firm, you know, everything. So I had a solicitor's letter sent to her office. And then she deleted the account. And then we had come to an agreement about what she was going to do. She apologized and she did something else and it was all fine. So, yeah. So obviously it's never going to take away from the fact of what she did.
But it just exposes how much care there. Do you remember Siobhan O'Hagan had something on her story there a while ago and this person said something really smarky and rude or was like, are you going to address that you have a drink problem or something along the lines of that? I'm paraphrasing that. But
yeah.
Siobhan put it up on her story and didn't blur out her name and the person went bananas. Like, I'm so sorry, I actually didn't mean that. Can you please take this down? I have a full-time job. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it was like, they think they can say whatever they want. But then when the spotlight is put back on them, it's just like awkward.
Like, for a little while, she wasn't even engaging in my solicitor's letters at all. And then when the minute we said, well, the next letter is going to go to your work. Oh, she absolutely listened up because what she was doing was wrong. It was for a long time coming to back and forth. So, but yeah.
She gave a reason as to why she did it.
No, we didn't get to hug and chat it out. Wish.
Well, here she comes.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, stop. No.
I would actually love to find out, like, no, look, I wouldn't. I've spoken to Mark Fennell a lot about it, about why people do it and et cetera, et cetera. I've had chats with Aoife Moore. She had a podcast called Trolled and, you know, I've chatted with her. Yeah. And, you know, like, hurt people, you know, and I'll remain, that will be my saying forever is, you know, they're obviously not happy. They're obviously, you know.
They're not.
Because if you're commenting on us, all of us, anybody else, like, you know, I remember I said something to somebody the other day. I said, God, it's mad. I think it was when I found out about that person who, you know, leaked whatever information or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, God, like, I actually mean this, right? Mm-hmm. The only person on this planet that I'm jealous of is Victoria Beckham. Other than that.
The Beckhams in general.
Like, no, hello, she gets to lie beside David Beckham every night. Are you for real?
Yeah, so
Andrew
true.
Wardrobe and everything and her family and everything, whatever. But I swear, there's no other person on planet Earth that I'm not jealous of.
Yeah. Like, you're happy for people.
Yeah, you know, I'm delighted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even something so simple, but like, even Niamh, seeing you back to being you online, that's lovely to watch. Like, you know, seeing somebody, and I said, oh God, I'm definitely going to say it to her on the pod, not say it to her just fine, because you do, like, you're back to your normal, like, to me, that's like watching the Niamh that I knew.
Aww.
And I think that's like, that's really like, you need to know that.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, I'm going to cry now.
No, that's
but
fine.
That, you do, you need to know that because it does, if anyone knows what it's like confidence wise to come back, it's me. Like, I really do. And like, it's taken such a long time to get to the place where I'm now that I'm so confident again. I am that person that I was before everything happened. And even at that, I'm a confident mum. I'm confident with my children, what I'm doing, my life, where I'm at. Like, I'm not sad about any of my situation that I'm in or have been in. I'm like just driven for my kids now and everything I do. Yeah. So it is lovely to watch it.
You say, like, you know, it's taken time. Like, I think you've done Trojan work in actually quite a short amount of time. So you should give yourself that credit, because sometimes people would never bounce back from a fraction of what you've went through. But to do it in just less than 5 years is incredible. So it says a lot of the type of person you are.
I know I keep saying it, but Mark Fennell, like, people say about therapy, coaching, everything. Like, there was a time where I did go through therapy. I know that you speak like...
Oh, every week, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that is, and I think it used to be like not something bad to say, but like, you know, there was a stigma for ages. And I know that Sinead Hegg, I do believe Sinead Hegg has really shone such a light on that in terms of like therapy and everything. And then obviously everyone else has fallen into it. But I do think that, you know, therapy is something that not enough people even speak about even still. And it's lovely to see when people do, especially if you've got a following online, you know. But I did therapy for a while. Then I went into just coaching with Mark. And he has, in terms of my confidence levels, and like, I would probably get, you know, a session with him maybe every like 2 months now, if even. But without him, doing the work with him, I would never have gotten to, like, I suppose where I am now, like, back to being myself, you know?
Yeah. So that was obviously a huge part of your journey, getting
it
back
was.
To yourself.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, in my head, I was like, like, you know, I grew this from nothing. And like, I'm not somebody that wants to bring out, like, I'm so thrilled for all the girls and all their brands and everything that y'all do. I like, I love, hello, Sculpted by Amy, Fourth Arc, Edit Row, all them. Luna, I mean, I am, hello, I'll buy all your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I will. Right. I am a number one supporter of everybody. Mm. There's room for everybody here. Mm. Like, you know, I'm just not somebody that's going to be bringing out beauty brand or, you know, whatever. I'm happy to work with my brands that I work with. And I think that bit. Like, you know, even in terms of last year, I really went through a rough time last year where I kind of had a little bit of a wobble, and I actually just chose not to work online. You know, I just did the odd job, you know.
So can I ask, just with that though, mm-hmm. do you think that you just learned how to cope better, or did the trolling die down, or did you just have a better mindset? Like, did you?
Definitely no, it was my mindset.
Yeah.
Because the trolling continues every day. We're sitting here, girl, they are going.
Yeah,
like,
they are,
you know, what are they commenting on today? I don't know. Do I care? Not an absolute.
Good.
You know, and I don't. I really don't. You know, if the person that screenshot that the other day or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, if they didn't, I would not have known about that. Mm-hmm. But my friends obviously would see that I needed to see this information.
Yeah, to see
this,
you know,
particular, yes,
this particular comment. That's it. You know, but it was mindset. So I don't care. I saw a reel, and I'll actually get it. I'll send it to both of yous later. And I read the reel, and it was like all about how it was about mindset, but it was also about kids, and you get this amount of time and all this. And I just thought to myself, God, I don't want to look back in 10 years time. My kids are 16 and 13, and I spent all of those years worrying about what other people think.
Other people's opinions.
I have to try and instill confidence in my 6 and 3 year old.
I know. Yeah,
how can I do that?
So true.
Yeah, so
is that where your extra drive comes from?
Yes, I do. Definitely. Like, even now with this, like, I genuinely, like, I think, like, the biggest driver for me behind getting back to being myself, to working online, to, you know, doing all these lovely jobs. Like, I really do. I'm so picky now with jobs. I pick people that I only genuinely use and love. And, you know, and I know people do, but, like, you know, let's be realistic. It's still, for a lot of people, it is a full time job and money has to be made, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I am actually, like, you know, my agent, like, it was before Christmas, like, I turned down a big job, and she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, no, I wouldn't use that.
It doesn't suit you.
And she was like, well, like, in a nutshell, she's like, she knew that they wanted me to do the job. And I was like, no. And, like, it was a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I chose not to, because I was like, if I put that up, people are going to be like, she doesn't even use that. I know she doesn't use that.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, no way. And it was a lot of money. So, you know yourself, like, yeah.
But I think you've been really transparent online. And as you said, like, you've a lot of single moms following you and
loads,
your journey and stuff. Mm. So it's nice to know that you just have that, like, kind of respect that you just want to be organic and be like, it's not about the money for me. Mm. I'm just trying to share my journey with you. And when the jobs come in, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Because you have your full-time job.
Exactly.
So it's not like a main priority for you. So that's so lovely to hear, because I do feel like online, you can probably relate to this, that some people, you don't know whether it's genuine or not, and it's like constant ads, and you don't know what's real and what's fake. So it's nice to know that, like, you do that.
Yeah, I do. I just think it's so important these days. And I think sometimes I look at people and I do want to shake them and say, girl, like, can you not see what you're doing here? You know, or like, look, there's a lot I'd love to say, but I need to keep my mouth shut. I've learned a lot to try and keep my mouth shut since 2019. But what I will say is that, you know, Ireland is a small place. You know, there is room for all of us. There's room.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, like, as in, you know, and there's loads of room for everyone. But at the same time, like, Irish people are not stupid, you know, you know, a lot of us all have kind of even similar followings, or, you know, somebody who might be following me might be following you, but they might be following me for mum content, they might be following you for fashion. You know, you never know what. But I do believe that transparency is just, it just needs to happen even more. It needs to happen more, because people can just see through people online now. And I just think,
So I suppose even if you wanted to take all those jobs and not be transparent, you physically couldn't, because you are obviously raising two gorgeous kids, you're a single mom. So, like, I know you're saying, like, juggling and spinning plates a lot. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, like, it's very much a plan. Like, I was speaking to somebody this morning about my kids, and it's, Lily knows, like, Lily will wake up in the morning, and if it's a Saturday, she'll say, so what's the plan, mommy? And she loves a good plan. She's a little legend. Hugo's a boy, so they are just wild. Mm. So Lily loves a good plan. So it does require a lot of planning. Mm-hmm. But I have, honestly, the most amazing family, amazing friends. Like, a lot of my friends, like, there's a few of them that would also be single mums as well. So that's kind of lovely, because it means that, like, you know, you can have that single mum support as well. But, like, in terms of my friends and kids, and I have so much support around me, which is great. But the whole transition from, you know, that to now, like, I thought that it would be a lot scarier than what it has been. And, you know, it's funny, because my mom would look at me and she'd say, God, Aoife, like, look at you now. And, like, she's so right, because I panicked so much at that time, thinking, oh my God, how am I going to cope? How am I going to juggle it all? How am I going to be able to spin all the plates at once? How am I going to, you know, do everything? And now I look at myself, I'm like, I took them on holidays on my own. Yeah. You know, and I think it's such a big deal because it is a big deal because loads of people messaged me last year and they were like, Aoife, they were like, I can barely get to the local shop, you know, or I can, you know, that way. Right. So I was taking them. Yeah, well, in January. So I took them to Orlando in January. Now, granted, my dad was over there with my stepmom and we went over to them, but still an ordeal for the airport and the plane, you know.
Oh, babe, come here.
Yeah, I know.
I can barely get Nessa through the airport.
Jeez, I'm an airport queen.
So as a single mum then, like, well done. Oh my God.
Yes.
Like, all my friends have kids and one of them is a single mom and I know she can find it really, really hard. And what she finds hardest the most is trying to find time for herself.
Yeah.
How do you get time for yourself or do you get that in at all?
So now that I kind of have a bit more routine this year because Hugo's in play school. So I kind of feel like the two of them go off at 9 a.m. now and then I've got from 9 till 12 o'clock, which isn't obviously that long. So I'm like, if I have a meeting or I have to do a job online.
Or just have some you time.
Yeah, like, but normally you know,
that doesn't exist.
My me time happens when I'm on a work trip. So that's the beauty. Like if I worked in an office, I'm not getting any you time.
Yeah.
Whereas because I work on the plane, I go to, like, take for instance tomorrow, I'm going to New York. I'm taking my mum and it's her birthday. I'm so excited to take her. Yeah, yeah. So that's my you time. That's me going to New York, relaxing,
lovely.
Full night's sleep, boom.
Yeah.
And then, heaven. And no mommy, 200 times. Yeah. And then, you know, see New York on Saturday with mum and then come home and then back. You know, so that's my time. My time is when I work. As in, although it's work, it's, you know,
it's a bit of pleasure too.
Exactly.
You make the most of it, which is so great.
Yeah, which is obviously great. So it is good. But in terms of like at home, like only recently have we got like a bit more structure with the kids and all now. So it means that like the kids have structure, I have structure, we all have structure. And
which is great.
It is exactly what I need, what they need consistency. So, and as I said, Lily loves a good plan. So this works for everybody.
Right. Oh, great.
Yeah, all the boxes.
It does. We needed consistency. So it's great to have now.
Mm.
You just sound and act like so resilient. Like you really are.
Like, you are resilient.
You are. You are so resilient. I'm actually blown away by you. Like by everything that I know you're going through still. That is some stuff that, you know, I know you don't want to talk about. And and everything that you have been going through and being a single mom. But like, where does that resilience come from? Do you think you were like born being like strong and resilient? Because I'm not a resilient. I feel like I'm resilient now, but I wasn't a resilient person before.
Yeah.
You know,
I think for me, I like my friends, if you spoke to my friends of like 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, they would say I was always this way.
Oh,
like,
really?
They would say. So like I do.
I think you are too. I think resilient people maybe don't really
realize
how
it.
Resilient is are.
Yeah. Well, I do. Because I think she's probably right there, Niamh, because like you just had a hiccup in your road. Like everybody is entitled to like, hello, life's a roller coaster. No, we're not in a straight line here. You know, like you're entitled to have that moment of weakness. Like, and I will say my moment of weakness was 37 weeks pregnant in 2020. You know,
37 weeks pregnant, by the way.
Yeah,
Jesus
I know.
Christ.
So like hormones, I was up the walls like every blooming pregnant person when, you know, you're at that stage in pregnancy. Mm. So that was my moment. That was my downfall. Like, you know, my moment of weakness and everyone's allowed that need. So don't be so hard on yourself because I do feel that just because I think maybe, you're right. Like you just didn't know that you were as resilient as what you are. And like I'll fast forward this amount of time. It's the same with me. If I look back and I think that was just a moment, that was a moment because I think looking back now, I just wish that I could go back and whisper in that person's ear and say that the resilient person that you were before then is that resilient person, you'll come out the other side of it. Yeah. And obviously now, like, I actually wish that I had a wrote down, like, how I was feeling at that time, because I'd love to be able to read it back now. And
look,
there's the journaling and Denise Kenny Byrne coming in. Do you know, I should have journaled it.
Yeah.
And actually, do you know what? To just mention Denise, like, I spoke to Denise at that time. She was really good to me. And obviously, I was listening to her episode. And it was so good. I just love her. She's so nice. Like, such a nice person.
I was like, I'm going to be seriously late for work here, but I just don't want to leave.
she's so nice.
Yeah.
And I suppose, what advice would you give me or anyone who has experienced a bump in the road? Like, what advice would you give them? What advice would you give me, actually?
Okay.
Everyone but me.
Okay, no, and that's, you know what? Let's do that because I swear I was coming in and I was like, I'm going to tell Niamh. So I obviously knew you before Instagram.
Mm.
Then you got your Instagram and then you blew up and then You had,
did I?
You did. You did, Niamh. Come on, you absolutely did. You did.
Well, I don't know.
And then you've had your bump, right?
Yeah.
But I did too. And, you know, and like I've done this now. I had the bump. I gave birth. I became a single mum. I have two toddlers under the age of 5. I'm on my own now. And if there's anyone that can do it, like, you're so strong. I don't think you even realise, like, you know, and looking and seeing your journey. Like, even it was only, and I'd be straight up, for a long, long time, I watched nobody. Like, yeah. I really did. I had to not watch anyone because I was struggling with my own self and my own, like, online and God and talking. And then I was seeing other people do this and seeing, and it wasn't that I wasn't happy for them. Jesus, I'm literally, I'm in the corner clapping,
of course,
guys.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see what other people were doing.
Yeah.
So for a long, long time, you included, there was you, there's loads of girls, right? I couldn't even look because I was just trying to stay in my own lane. I was trying to just focus on what I had going on. And then I remember then, I think it was before Christmas or something. I don't know what it was. Something came up. But since Christmas to now, I have seen you become, like, even to your videos like you used to before, doing, like, other things, like, that I remember for so long that you weren't doing. So what I'm saying is like, I suppose, stick with it because that resilient person is in there, like Nessa said, and you will come out the other side. And I do think that any single mums that are listening to this that have become a single mum recently or going through a moment or whatever that may be, is that, like, you know, if people say time is a healer, right? And I do want to say, just stop it. Like, time's a healer.
Fuck off.
Oh my, I do. I'd be like, are you?
That's how I
real?
Felt. Yeah, and that's for sure a lot of people.
See, when people
feel,
say time's a healer, I'm like, are you going to fast forward it then? Like, I'm like, I get so angry. I'm like, don't say that to me because that is not helping me in this moment in time. You know, and I'm not going to say time's a healer. I'm not, because all these years later, I'm still going through a lot. But I think you honestly should just keep doing what you're doing like, block out the noise, stay in the game, mute loads of people if you have to, stop watching other people, focus on yourself. And that is honestly what got me out of that. Like, therapy, Mark Fennell, stay in my own lane, mute loads of people, not watch everyone else and care what everyone else is doing.
You're dead right.
Who cares about who's bringing out a jumper or who's bringing out the next lipstick or who's bringing out the next tan or who's bringing out the next shoes or whatever? Who cares? Who gives a crap? Focus on you, stay in your own lane, and guarantee you this time next year, I'll be having a conversation with you and I will hopefully be in the best place of my life and you'll be married.
Yeah.
Yeah, will you be married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do. I think anyone that's going through a really hard time is important to just stay in your circle. Mm. Don't jump into other people's circles.
Yeah.
Try, you know, reach out to your support systems like you have, your friends and family.
Yeah.
And there is a resilient part in there for anyone who is listening, going through a tough time. It's present, it's there.
Mm.
And just stay strong and keep going.
Yeah.
And just put the blinkers on and you got this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Slay girls.
Slay girl.
Slay girl.
All right. Well, what we do at the end of each podcast when we have a guest is our previous guest has left a question for our future guest. You are the future guest. So Maura, yoga with Maura left. Do you believe everything happens for a reason? And explain your answer. A very fitting question for a fitting guest.
I know. I love that. And did she know that it was me?
No.
No. Oh, wow. Okay. I do. I believe that absolutely everything happens for a reason. That, you know, things happen in our life. It's not like, what do they say? It's like a redirection, you know? And like, I do believe that no regrets, lessons learned.
Mm.
I'm all about that as well. But I do believe that everything is supposed to happen. Like, something didn't happen for me last year. And at the time, I couldn't see why it didn't happen. I was really annoyed.
Relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. And I was like, God, I was so angry at the time. I was like, why didn't that happen? And now it's April, nearly May of the following year. And I'm like, haha, that's why it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I now know. And it's fine because it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things absolutely happen for a reason. And I really do believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I 100% believe in it.
So now the time has come for you to do the same. So you need to leave a question for the future guest, whoever that may be.
Okay, so future guest, I would love to ask them, what is the most important thing in their life? And they're not allowed to say their partner or their phone. So there you go.
I thought you were going to say your family, your friends, or your phone.
Yeah. What?
So
not your partner, not your phone. Because I feel like people will be like, you know, as in like attach their phone, attach their partner.
Oh, that's so
what
true,
something yeah. like just like something, you know, like what's so important to them?
What's
like,
what is to you then? You can't say your kids.
I'm not allowed to say my kids. Do you know what? Loyalty.
Oh,
yeah.
Love, loyalty.
Loyalty.
Respect
like,
that.
I really, like, you know, and that goes all in with the whole podcast of what we've just done. Yeah. Loyalty. And I will be loyal to the core.
Yeah.
If you're loyal back to me.
Yeah.
And I think in the last few weeks with what's gone on and loyalty has been broken.
Learn a lot about people.
Yeah. I do feel like, and you know, sometimes I do think like, God, like my friends see me and they're like, you're just a normal person doing this. And then, you know, I'm like, who cares about me? Like, honestly, really, all I'm doing is, you know, being a mom. Yes, I'm doing a little few influencing jobs, but just leave me alone. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just mean to people online. Like, you know, it's not like I'm in your face every day. I'm not talking crap every day into the phone. I'm not hounding you with ad after ad after ad, three ads a day.
Leave her alone, girls, okay? Or I'm going to come to you because I'm a loyal bitch.
Yeah, but I just, even though I don't listen or I don't like, I just think that like, you know, if I could see a reason why people would troll me, I'd be like, right, okay.
You'll never find a reason.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, people, those people, wherever they are, their phones, their laptops are really sad, no-life individuals.
Unwell,
that,
unwell.
Yeah.
Unwell, yeah.
I actually feel sorry for them and I hope they get the help they need.
I do. And I've often said that. I've often said that. And, you know, but I think in my mind for such a long time, I believed that these were just like people that whatever. But then when I found out that it was like this professional girl, I was like, that is mental. Like, you know, like it is crazy. And it's like she was getting married, like she'd just gotten married and stuff. So in my head, I'm like, God, it literally is anybody.
Like, do you not have enough to be focusing on?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Aoife, thank you so much for joining us. We loved having you. It was great to see your face again. And I hope to see you more and keep up the good work. You're a resilient little boss bitch. And send you loads of love.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you if they want to
just on my Instagram.
Handle, girl.
At Aoife Devlin, AOIPHEDEVLIN. And yeah, that's it. I don't do TikTok. I just do Instagram and I love it.
Would recommend you following Aoife.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We'll be back next week as always.
Yeah, thanks so much. This was a Go Loud original podcast and you can catch us every Monday. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.